Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman. 85% of Americans will experience back pain at some time in their lives, with a total cost exceeding $200 billion a year. There's no other ailment that affects this much of the population. Not cancer, not diabetes, not even heart disease. For many sufferers, back pain can be debilitating, affecting their work, social, and family life. Many people turn to chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, medicine, and even surgery. Could the solution to attaining relief be found at the end of your fork? Joining us today is pain expert Dr. Todd Sinnott, author of The Back Pain Relief Diet. If you suffer from aches, pains, or inflammation of your back or joints, stay tuned. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a chiropractic physician and pain expert. He served as the clinical expert for many TV programs, including The View, Fox MD, Good Day New York. He's also appeared on MSNBC and spoken at the Learning Annex. He's been featured in countless health and fitness publications and is the national best-selling author of 3 Weeks to a Better Back. He's the pioneer of the Sinnott Solution, the practice of addressing the whole body and treating the root cause of back pain. Here to discuss his new book, The Back Pain Relief Diet, The Undiscovered Key to Reducing Inflammation and Eliminating Pain. Welcome to the show, Dr. Todd Sinnott.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's so great to have you. You know, there's a lot of diet books that I've featured on the show, but this is the first back pain diet book. I love it. Share with us how you discovered the link between diet and back pain.
Yes. Well, I'm going to take you back to about 1975. My father had been a chiropractor for about 15 years until one day he bent down to pick up a tennis ball and his back went out. And he had severe pain, and he took a couple days off from work, and then the couple days off from work turned into 9 long months. For 9 long months, my father, who was a chiropractor, was completely bedridden with back pain. He went to every known profession, including his own, and no one could help him. And he was recommended to have exploratory surgery, which was basically, we'll cut you open and look to see if we can find out what's causing your back pain. And that turned out to be not a very good option for him, so he didn't choose that one. But he wound up seeing this doctor with a fortuitous name of Dr. Goodhart in Detroit. And Dr. Goodhart looked at my father very differently than everybody else did. Everyone else was trying to treat my dad's pain and get rid of it. And Dr. Goodhart was asking the question, well, why are you having these severe back spasms? And the doctor surmised that my father was in very good shape, except when he poked around in my dad's stomach, he found that his stomach and his digestive system and his intestines were extremely inflamed. So back then, everyone believed that you can eat whatever you wanted as long as you were thin. If you were thin, you were healthy. So my father's diet consisted of sugar and desserts after every meal and coffee, which essentially upset his digestive system, which then reflexed and affected his muscular system, causing his back. So he went from not being able to walk or work for 9 long months and 2 weeks with a change in his diet, he was 100% cured. And that turned out to be the undiscovered key for him and the solution for him on how to get rid of his back pain. Now, please keep in mind that in all of his trainings and all of his studies, he's never heard that back pain and diet was linked. And this was back in 1974. So that's how it all started.
Yeah. I'll never forget my aha moment when I discovered the correlation between diet and back pain. A patient of mine had been suffering from debilitating leg pain and spasms, mostly at night. I treated her, doc, everything I had in me, everything I knew for 4 weeks with no improvement, no matter what I tried. And one day I asked her, I said, listen, this pain bothers you after you fall asleep. What are you doing before bed? And she said, well, Dr. Friedman, every night before bed, I drink a giant glass of milk. Ding, ding, ding. I said, well, dairy contains a protein that's been linked to inflammation. Try cutting out milk. Doc, 3 days later, her pain completely stopped. I could have treated her for months and not addressed the real cause, which was her diet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that response happens all the time in my office. And unfortunately, it's so common where everyone is going down this structural route and structural treatment. So you're having people who are having very aggressive treatments. They're having surgeries without great results. And the fact of the matter is because they're missing it, right? So all these back studies that you started or you came up with at the beginning of your show, that tells me that we're completely missing it. Not that back pain is inevitable, but it's that our entire approach in diagnosis and treatment of back pain is all wrong. So I'm here on your show to basically tell everyone that the solution to your back pain could be a lot more simple than having to have a surgery or significant rehab or whatnot. It could just be changing your diet.
Yeah. How can people tell if their pain is diet related? Are there specific signs and symptoms? What have you found?
Well, with back pain, regardless of your signs or your symptoms, whether you're having a tight nagging back or whether you're having debilitating pain like my father, it could be your back pain. I mean, the cause of your back pain could be your diet. So a very simple way in my book is to take a digestive inflammation test. And it's just a series of questions to see if your back pain could be diet related. So we're asking about your bowel movements. We're asking about your diet. We're asking if your stomach feels gassy or bloated. We're asking all sorts of questions like that. And based off the response or your score, we can tell you with a high degree of certainty whether your back pain is diet related or digestive related.
Yeah, I really loved your one-size-doesn't-fit-all approach that you lay out in your book, which I love, by the way. Excellent book. And, you know, most doctors, they do orthopedic neurological exam. They take an x-ray. They'll send you out to an MRI. Yep. But in your book, you use that diagnostic nutrition test, and I've not seen anything like that to assess back pain. Tell us more about that.
Thank you. So the diagnostic nutrition test is basically if you've passed the digestive inflammation test, and if it's telling you that your back pain is very much diet-related, then we want to see what diet is best for you, because obviously no diet is right for everyone. So for some people, we're having too much caffeine, we're having too much sugar, we're having too much simple carbohydrates and sweets. And if you answer these types of questions, we're going to steer you to something called a no more back pain diet or a paleo plus meal plan. And that's a looser guide, and it basically will tell you the do's and don'ts of what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. And that's basically taking you from, or the reader, from a fairly unhealthy diet to a little bit more of a healthier diet. And then there's another diet we have, something called the FODMAP diet. And that is a specific diet for someone who's suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, where it's specific carbohydrates, or a person's having specific issues digesting specific carbohydrates. And those are for people who are generally having a pretty healthy diet, but are still suffering. They're maybe sensitive to lactose or dairy. They're sensitive to some specific fruits. They're sensitive to specific sweeteners, such as honey or corn syrup. So that may be a diet for them. And then the last diet we have also is something called a digestive rest diet. And this is a very interesting process, because it's basically the people who are eating healthy. And I almost say that they're eating too healthy. So eating diets that are filled with the same foods over and over again is almost as unhealthy as eating an unhealthy diet. So for the people who need the digestive rest diet, they're having too much roughage, too many salads, too many green drinks, too many protein bars, protein shakes. And essentially, too much of a good thing is not a good thing, because anything that can upset your stomach can upset your back. So we really want to be very conscious of what we're eating and how our body's digesting it.
Right. Speaking of a good thing, you list kale as a contributing cause of back pain. Tell us why kale's on that list.
Yeah. So kale fits into the too much of a good thing is not a good thing, because for some, kale could be a very healthy food, obviously. But for others, kale could be a kind of an undigestible form of lettuce, where it creates too much gas and inflammation. And if it creates too much gas and inflammation, it's going to result in back pain. So we really need to be very cognizant of how we're feeling after what we're eating, and making sure that what we're eating is right for us.
Right. That makes sense. I know one thing in your book you say we should cut back on is coffee. Tell us why Java should be avoided in the back pain diet. And I've seen similar in my office as well, but I'm curious what your opinion is on the Java.
Yeah, well, a lot of coffee obviously causes caffeine. Caffeine basically stimulates the body. So when our bodies are stimulated, our muscles and organs tend to kind of contract or put our body in a state of readiness. So our muscles and our organs and our system needs to contract and relax. And if we're having too many stimulants in our body, it'll force it to contract, and then not relax, resulting in pain. Coffee will also raise cortisol levels in the body, which is inflammation hormone, which creates pain as well.
Right. And I have to concur. So many of my patients, they don't drink enough water, which can lead to chronic muscle spasms, but they do drink coffee, which dehydrates the body. So they're not getting enough water, and they're dehydrating it with caffeine. They come with all these spasms, and I get them off that or wean them down. And I'm telling you, unbelievable things happen. And these people are like every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 cups a day. And, if you're getting spasm, there's some good benefits of coffee. But if you're suffering from spasms and pain, cut back. Watch what happens.
It's amazing what common sense can do sometimes.
It really does, yeah. That's right. Are there any other foods we should watch out for? What's some common foods or ingredients that may contribute to inflammation or pain?
Well, again, the typical kind of common American diet is the coffee, the bagel, the chips, the soda, the pasta, the wine, the coffee, the sweets. But again, I find for the people eating repeating foods over and over again, you want to be careful on the big, large salads. You want to be careful of the green drinks, the protein bars, and the protein shakes.
Right.
Those are kind of the ones that I see that are most common.
That makes sense. You know, the latest diet trend is intermittent fasting, where you skip breakfast and eat your first meal at noon. I was pleasantly surprised to see you recommend a healthy breakfast in your book. I believe 10 to 12 hours per day is plenty of time to fast, and we should break the fast with breakfast. That's why they call it. That's what the word means. How does having breakfast help with our pain levels?
See, I believe that we really want to balance out our blood sugar, and we really need to pay attention and make sure our digestive system is functioning well. I will say another very important thing when you're evaluating your back pain or the quality of your diet is you want to look at your bowel movement. So the quality of your back, you can almost equate to the quality of your bowel movement is almost going to equate to the quality of your back. So going long time between eating meals really can affect your bowel movements as well. So, I like to keep everything nice, easy, and steady all throughout the day. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I was also happy to see you recommend whole grains in your book. And so many experts I interview on the show believe that all grains are bad. It's the leading cause of death and inflammation. And it's like, what? How can you ignore 40 plus years of great studies? So tell us why grains are not an issue. And maybe lack of grains is why they're hurting.
Yeah. Again, it's all about getting the right balance for your individual system. You know, gluten is not an enemy. Dairy is not an enemy. And certainly whole grains are not an enemy. You want to find what's right for you. So I really like whole grains. I think they're very, very important for us. I just feel like we're chasing one fad after another when we really need to just stick with some common sense and listen to our body and see how our body responds.
Yeah. And, you know, there's certain food sensitivities where somebody may eat oatmeal and they don't feel that great. But, you know, I love my morning oatmeal, still cut oatmeal, organic, love it. Blueberries in there. It's like it makes me feel full. I feel great. Now, maybe if you eat that and you don't feel good, hey, maybe that's something that's not for you. So you kind of let your body talk. Isn't that kind of an obvious given?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how important it is for any kind of back pain sufferer, whether you're the slight person who kind of is tight and achy and your pain levels are kind of a 2, or someone who's about to have surgery. You want to rule out the cause of your back pain being your diet. It's the easiest thing to change. It's the easiest thing to fix. And literally with a change in diet within about 3 weeks, you're going to have your answer. So, you know, what could be easier than that?
Not just easier, but it's not life threatening. It's like when you go into anesthesia, you're going to sign this paper that said you could die. I mean, it's risky. Surgery is a big deal, and there's very serious side effects. It's costly. So, as you're saying, 3 weeks, give it a try. What do you got to lose? You got some different food. You're shaking it up, and you may be able to avoid the surgery you're even scheduled for.
Absolutely. Yeah, right? I mean, I have in the book, I have a couple of different principles that I feel like everyone should follow. So again, regardless of your diet, whether your diet's healthy or not, it could be the cause of your back pain. And then certainly regardless of your symptoms, your diagnosis or the severity of pain, it still could be diet related. So even if you're diagnosed with a herniated disc or spinal stenosis or any of these other conditions that are deemed serious and permanent, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the cause of your back pain. And it could be your diet.
Yeah, and that was my next question. Is there a point of no return with somebody listening now that's in bed? They can't even get out of bed saying he's crazy. I'm beyond repair. Even for that, if they've got a herniated disc and they're stuck in bed listening to this, there's hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with my father. My father was stuck in bed, was unable to work or move, and my entire family's, you know, financial future depended on him earning a living. And the change in the diet was what allowed him to return to work and then subsequently helped thousands of people. So please, try and change your diet. Look to your diet as the cause of your back pain.
Yeah. Do you think it's more diet related because of the digestive health that's correlating with back pain? I know digestion and our microbiomes have really been linked to so many things now. It's even been linked to diabetes, but Alzheimer's disease, emotional depression. And can we now say, hey, maybe there's a source here in the colon with these microbiomes that are actually triggering this pain?
That's absolutely a fact. See, I think back pain is really more a source of inflammation. So I really think back pain is more of an inflammation problem than anything else. So when we came up with something called the SINT solution. So So the SIM solution is basically that back pain is an inflammatory problem, and that inflammation for the back will come from three different sources. It'll come from structural sources, so your muscle, bones, disc, nerves, and that's being addressed by the chiropractors and the physical therapists and whatnot. And then it comes from emotions and stress. So stress is the number one factor for back pain. So that's emotional inflammation. So when we get upset, it changes our biochemistry in our body. And then our diet and our digestive inflammation. So what we want to do to solve back pain is figure out where this inflammation is coming from and reduce it. And subsequently, the back pain goes away.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Now, I know there's so many different diets out there. Have you found there's one that people have less back pain, plant-based, paleo, keto, Mediterranean? Or is that not really a factor? Have you found that one kind of is a little bit, you say, wow, what's your diet like? You're in good health, you heal up quicker, and they give you an answer, and you take note?
I have noticed basically two patterns. So there's one diet that we put in, or the No More Back Pain, or we put in a diet called the Paleo Plus. So It's just eating good whole grains, good lean proteins, and staying away from the simple carbohydrates and the simple sugars. So that's one. And then the other diet I would say is we call it the digestive rest diet. And that's just cutting down on a lot of the raw vegetables and the raw foods and the green drinks, because we're essentially overloading ourselves on fiber and that our body isn't able to break down. So I would say those are the two main components that I'm seeing.
The big components. And you mentioned sugar, so a lot of people think, "Woo, I'm fine. I do the artificial sweeteners." Is that an area they can go to get away from inflammation, or is that a no-no?
No, I would say that's worse than sugar. So we really want to cut down on anything that's going to create the inflammation irritation, and the artificial sweeteners are not better than sugar, but sugar is not good for the body either.
Got it. That makes sense. So besides diet, are there other contributing factors, besides food that could create inflammation? Have you found some other factors? So you'll tuck their food, maybe you'll talk to them more about standing in front of the computer, maybe EMFs, or there other lack of exercise?
Yeah. So, there have been 10,000 books written on the structural approach or the physical approach to back pain. So posture is a very large factor in it, so much so that I designed a product called the Back Bridge. So I discovered a commonality with most back pain sufferers that we're all suffering from too much flexion, which is basically too much forward hunch. So we're all bent over our computers, bent over our cars. We're sitting, looking at our smartphones. So what we need is basically extension into our body. So we need to extend backwards rather than being so far forward hunched. So with the back ridges, you just basically lay over it 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening, and the back ridge is progressive extension or spinal decompression. So we want to take you from that forward posture and get you upright and standing tall. So that's one major thing that we've discovered.
Yeah, I did a feature on Fox News on text neck. It's an ailment in the people from texting. And I've seen children come in with text neck, and it looks like they went in a car accident just because there's hours and hours and hours bent forward. And that's what we see when someone's in a car accident.
The answer is progressive extension therapy, which is what the back bridge does. We got to do the reverse. Think about what we're doing all day, right? So every muscle, even our core, we need to basically contract and relax or shorten and stretch or lengthen. And what's happening is all of our core is just going forward, forward, and forward because everything is so forward hunched that we're not extending our spines back. We're not getting the right extension into our body, and we're suffering because of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely put strain on there. What about people that drink? I've heard of fruit juice is an issue. Can that cause inflammation, like a big glass of orange juice in the morning? Is that something you recommend, or should they just eat an orange rather than juice the orange?
Eat the orange rather than juice the orange. I will also say, like, a fun little, not really fun, really, tidbit, but an interesting tidbit is the interlink between our emotions and our diet. So, unfortunately, after my father passed away, I was no longer able to drink orange juice in the morning. I couldn't digest it. The acid in my stomach just upset me so much. It wasn't for about 2 years after his passing that I was able to again be able to drink orange juice. So our emotional component is very much tied to our digestion. So if we're eating a hot fudge sundae when we're celebrating, our body produces complete different neural peptides and complete biochemical difference than if we're eating a hot fudge sundae when we're depressed. So that also explains why people go wildly off their usual diet on vacation and feel great, but if they did that in their normal setting, they'd be suffering from it terribly. So we really want to notice that all these three aspects are very much interlinked. So our emotions play a role in how our body is able to digest certain foods.
Yeah, I think a lot of listeners are like getting their little, wow, I never thought that could be the reason my back's been bothering me for 10 years. I've been eating the same stuff for 10 years. I've been every doctor. It's like, hey, there's something I never thought of, the word diet. In the minute or so we have left, why should everybody, at least 85% of everybody listening, because that's how many people are going to suffer from back pain, why should they get this book?
Because it can make the difference in the quality of your life. It's the easiest solution. It's the cheapest solution. And I would just urge anybody to pick up the book. Take the digestive test to see if we think your back pain is coming from your diet. Try one of the diets if it applies to you. And within 2 or 3 weeks, it can make a life-changing difference. I mean, I've honestly helped thousands of people with their back pain just by changing their diet. So it really presents a whole different paradigm to how to diagnose and treat back pain.
Yeah.
So it really is a bit of an undiscovered key. So I'm just trying to share it with the world.
And it's so simple. It's inexpensive. You're not signing your way. You might die from this procedure. You're not spending a ton of money on all these alternative practitioners. You know, there's still need that. But, you know, if you've got this chronic problem that's not going away, this all makes such great sense. And I love your book, Doc. It's awesome. I enjoyed reading it. And I think the back pain relief diet offers something very unique compared to all these other diet books out there. And so many people are suffering with these aches and pains and not correlating it to the food you eat. You are what you eat, and that includes your muscles, your bones, your spine, your ligaments. That's all related to building blocks of what you put into your mouth, and what you put in your mouth can also cause harm to all these things. So the choice is yours. Eat healthy, feel good, or keep eating these crappy diet and feel bad. So I highly recommend everyone get this book to get your copy of The Back Pain Relief Diet, The Undiscovered Key to Reducing Inflammation and Eliminating Pain. Go to drsinett.com. That's drsinett.com. And you can follow him on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Sinnott. And for my daily health posts and tweets, you can follow me at Dr. David Friedman. If you heard Dr. Sinnott, share something today, somebody you know, and I know you know them because you've got family members at home suffering right now and they need to hear this. You send them a link to this podcast. It's available to yourgoodhealthradio.com or radiomd.com. And while you're there, peruse our podcast library and share these segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. This information is too important to keep to yourself, so share it. Get out there and share. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.